Let us take a break from being funny. Tough year. And news remembers Muhammad Ali. Sunday, June 5th, 2016. This is PF Forever with Ed News. Ten years of Ed News audio. Sunday, June 5th, 2016. The world has lost yet another legend in year 2016. Boxing legend, civil rights activist, and all-around nice guy, Muhammad Ali, the greatest, has left the ring. He was 74. Born Cassius Marcellus Clay Jr. in Louisville, he first started boxing at the age of 12 when somebody stole his bike. At 18, after winning several championships, he won a gold medal as a light heavyweight at the 1960 Rome Olympics, defeating a Polish veteran. Even so, when he returned home, a Louisville restaurant refused to serve a black man. Legend has it that he threw his medal into the river. Whatever became of that medal, Ali received a replacement in 1996, the year he lit the cauldron at the Atlanta Olympics. After 1960 Olympics, Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers. She sells seashells by the seashore. After the 1960 Olympics, Cassius Clay turned pro, winning 19 consecutive fights. The Louisville Lip was known for making rhymes to predict when his opponents would fall. His first heavyweight fight was against Sonny Liston in 1964. In the lead-up to this legendary fight, Clay uttered his most famous words, "Float like a butterfly, sting like a bee." His hands can't fight what his eyes can't see. Yeah, I think that's right. Clay would ultimately defeat Liston in 7 rounds, despite the 7-1 odds against him. The next day, Clay announced that he had joined Islam and was changing his name to Cassius X. Like Malcolm X, the X was used to denote that one's last name and family had been taken away from you by slave owners. A year later, he took the name Muhammad Ali. One of the few sportscasters to start referring to Ali by his new name was Howard Cosell. Yeah, lad, Howard Cosell. You wait for the next word to come out of his mouth. Many people scorned the name change and his ties to Islam. Things got even worse in 1966 when Ali refused to serve in Vietnam due to his Islamic pacifist beliefs. "I ain't got no quarrel in them Viet Cong," Ali said of his refusal. "No Viet Cong ever called me nigger." Sorry, historical reasons. Before a 1967 fight, opponent Ernie Terrell referred to Ali by his birth name. Ali was furious. "What's my name?" He also knocked down Zora Folley a month later. Due to dodging the draft, Ali was stripped of his title, passport, and boxing licenses nationwide. He was looking at 5 years in prison for draft evasion. Ali lost several endorsement deals during the controversy. In 1970, people finally woke up and realized that Ali was right about Vietnam and how much it sucked. And a judge allowed him to once again box professionally. But by this point, Ali's skills had started to diminish somewhat. He defeated Jerry Quarry, but it took 15 rounds to defeat Oscar Bonavina and reclaim his heavyweight title. In 1971, Ali's third match against Joe Frazier was dubbed the Fight of the Century. Both Ali and Frazier were guaranteed $2.5 million, a record salary at the time. Approximately 300 million people tuned in to watch Ali and Frazier clobber each other. The match started well, but by the 15th round, Frazier had floored Ali with a left hook, only the third time that this had happened in Ali's career. After 32 fights, this was Muhammad Ali's first loss. Months after the Frazier loss, the U.S. Supreme Court had granted Ali amnesty for evading the draft. This meant he didn't have to go to prison. Ali shifted towards Sunni Islam rather than the Nation of Islam. In 1974, Ali won in a rematch against Frazier, one of the most memorable events in sports history. That same year, Ali faced off against George Foreman in the Rumble in the Jungle in Zaire, Africa. Troll-haired boxing titan Don King struck a deal with the Zaire government to guarantee the two champs an unheard of $10 million. Ali reprised his "fight like a butterfly, sting like a bee" quote. Ali famously let Foreman clobber him. And just when Foreman got tired enough, Ali threw a punch. In 1975, after 24 rounds, Ali defeated Frazier yet again in the Thrilla in Manila fight in the Philippines.